Hello, I'm Robert Kranf. Welcome to the Experiment of the Week. This time we got a fun experiment from your childhood. Do you remember blowing bubbles in your milk? Well, we're going to do it today and learn a little bit about the milk at the same time. To do that, we need a glass of milk and a glass of water. Now, if you take the glass of water and blow into it, you get lots of bubbles, but they pop very quickly. On the other hand, the milk gives you a nice, long-lasting column of bubbles. What's the difference? Water molecules are very sticky, pulling each other in all directions. But the boundary between the water and the air, there's nothing above that boundary for them to pull on. So instead, they pull even stronger to the side, forming a skin-like surface tension. That surface tension is what pulls the water into beads on the hood of a freshly washed car. It can also pull the water into beads in the skin of that bubble, popping it almost as soon as it forms. On the other hand, the milk bubbles contain proteins, and those proteins in that thin film of water weaken that surface tension, letting the bubbles last longer and stay stronger. You'll also find that if you use skim milk instead of whole milk, your bubbles will last longer. The butterfat in whole milk weakens the bubbles, they pop quicker. So if you want the biggest, best column of bubbles, use skim milk, it'll work great. Well, that's all for this time. Have a wonderful week.
Sorry.
One went that way, is there two of them?
Probably. 15 or 20, they all heard we were here and they're circling.